WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A man convicted of raping and killing a woman 3 decades ago after kidnapping her from a supermarket parking lot in Florida is scheduled to be executed Tuesday. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison. He was convicted in the April 1994 killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart, a mother of two young children in Lake City. D.C. leaders say they are coordinating closely with the Secret Service for the U.S. Army Grand Military Parade Saturday. It's a busy summer for the nation's capital. During a news conference Monday, Mayor Muriel Bowser said the city has Pride, the military parade, and the 4th of July all just weeks apart.
Our public safety agencies are going to be called on for lots of work, lots of hours, and we're asking for everybody to heed their advice. Everybody to follow their instructions.
This is ABC News. Despite dozens of tips and unconfirmed sightings of Grant Hardin in other states, the 56-year-old murder convict was captured less than 2 miles from the medium security prison he walked out of May 25th.
News that Grant Hardin had escaped sent a chill through Gateway, Arkansas, where Hardin was once police chief.
I honestly thought that he was coming up to this area.
Cheryl Tillman is mayor of Gateway and sister to the man Grant Hardin murdered in 2017 when she learned that Hardin had been recaptured.
We all said hallelujah. We just screamed and hollered.
Hardin has been transferred from the medium security Calico Rock Prison to Arkansas's Varner Supermax facility. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon announced plans to spend $20 billion on two data center complexes in Pennsylvania. The facilities are designed to meet expected demand for artificial intelligence products. Amazon has recently committed to big data center projects in Mississippi, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Tuesday's show, we'll welcome New Leaf Foods to talk about the upcoming Climate, Food, and Policy Roundtable event. Plus, we'll chat with author Spike Peterson.
Then we'll catch up with Jason Matsmith from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake.
Join us.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome, folks. This is Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network and your favorite, hopefully, show about entertainment. Great to have you with me tonight. I don't know if I'm an inside source. What does that mean, Conrad? Todd says, your inside source. It's like I'm keeping a secret.
Well, it's just the guy closest to the information.
I guess so, right? I probably know more than some people. Mostly I'm just a fan, but I would love to be an inside source. I'd love to be the inside guy. You ever been the inside guy?
Yeah.
Dude, this has been bothering me since I walked in the door tonight, and I want to get this out in the open. I have to just say this.
Yeah.
You look, the way you're dressed today, you look like Mike McCarthy's son. You should be coaching the Packers on the sideline.
Yeah, I got
like total coach wear.
I got like a bomber on.
Yeah, you got a bomber. I haven't heard that.
And it's green too.
And you got a green hat to match. What's the? Is that a golf thing?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Good. Yeah. Good. Good.
I'm digging it, dude. Did you have a good sports weekend?
You know, I helped out. Well, helped out is, you know, I don't know if I helped out a lot, but I was there. I was at my brother's garage sale.
Oh.
I sold $13 worth of stuff.
Did you get a taste?
I brought a driver.
A couple bucks.
I brought a driver and I brought it's called the chipper, and it's like a putter, but it has an angle on it. So when you hit it, it goes up in the air a little bit, but not too much, you know.
It's like halfway between wedge and putter.
Yeah,
like
so
that?
It's okay. It's a lazy way to chip.
All right.
That so I, like my kind I of... sold that.
That's kind of a sports weekend, selling your old golf stuff at a garage sale.
I did go golfing, though, with my brother and a friend. So,
dude, you're just going to look like a football coach. You need a whistle right now.
I can't whistle. If I, you know, I wish I could.
You should be running OTAs. I love that.
I should be there. Yes.
Outfit, man. It's awesome. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, folks. He is riding shotgun tonight, working the board. And I am Pete Schwab, but we've got a great show tonight. Let's get things. First things first, though, folks, if you have not played our Scani Summer Text to Win contest here at Civic Media, you've got to do it. We have great contests here. They seem to get more popular every time we do them. This one, you're eligible until June 13th. That's coming up, dude. That's only Friday. You know that?
It is Friday.
All right. So if you have not played Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest, you got to get in on the fun. All you have to do to be eligible, you just have to have the Civic Media app, which most of you probably have anyway, and get the keyword, listen throughout the day, get the keyword at the beginning of the hour, text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win big, big prizes. Every hour that you play, there is you're eligible for $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Conrad will attest they are outstanding seats.
Yes.
And each hourly entry qualifies you. Get this. You thought $100 was great or Brewer tickets? Most places, that's the grand prize. No. Not here at Civic Media. We're going the extra mile. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest offers two grand prizes, Wisconsin summer vacations, either in Door County or Baraboo, with gas money to get you there in your pocket. Even if you use like the premium stuff, we'll pay for it. You have four daily chances to enter, as I mentioned, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and it ends this Friday. So check it out, and good luck, everybody. Yeah, I don't. I had a weird weekend. It was kind of strange. I had a fridge leak about a month ago. Our ice maker was leaking. It went down into the ceiling and leaked into the first floor. We have kind of a weird house where the bottom is kind of a living area, but our main living area is on the top floor. And I had all this water dripping down. This is like a month ago. I had to air it out, fans. I had the dehumidifier going. And my wife or daughter, they are totally in cahoots on this, will not say who turned back on the ice maker. But somehow they thought maybe it would magically have fixed itself. Well, no. I was in my office last night. I come out, and the sound was like it was raining in my bathroom, downstairs bathroom. There was just water coming down again. So I had my buddy Mike Corwin come over. Shout out to Mike. He's the guy that, like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but, like, I'll get behind the fridge. I pull the fridge out. I look at the tube that goes to the ice machine. Like, I'm going to see what I have to do to fix it. And I don't know anything about stuff like that. So Mike came over. We figured it out. I borrowed a couple fans. I had a couple fans. Dried the whole thing out again. But now we have no ice maker, Conrad. So what do you make of that?
Well, you know what you can do?
And it's summer.
You go out to the dollar store.
Yeah.
And you grab an ice tray.
I'm listening.
You fill it up with water.
Old school.
Put it in the freezer.
Okay.
That's what I have. I have two of them. And I have a whole container. So you just keep filling it and filling it until eventually you have, like, you know, 50 pieces.
More ice cubes than you know what to do with. Yeah. The problem is I've been there. I've been down that road. I'm older now. I want automatic ice. I can't be filling ice trays anymore. No. I've graduated past that. What I'd probably do is buy a bag of ice. And I'm not the kind of guy also that's going to run out and buy a new $1,200 refrigerator because the ice maker's broken. We'll just slum it. I'm not doing that.
You can just go to Quick Trip and get the crushed ice.
I knew you were going to say Quick Trip. We could do that.
There's nothing better than crushed ice at Quick Trip, you know?
I can't do the crushed ice. I got to be honest because...
You have to have full pieces?
I need full pieces because when you're drinking a beverage, I don't like when the little pieces get in your mouth.
I love that.
Do you?
Yes. It's like, turns into like a little like icicle, you know
what
I mean?
It's like a slushy.
Yeah, a little slushy. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to taste the libation. I don't need a slushy at around every corner, but
are you
his own?
All right, so does this bother your drinking? Because what I do when I drink water, I make sure that it's super cold every time. So I have like 12 pieces of ice in my water constantly.
Yeah, sometimes I like that, and sometimes I like room temp. I got to be honest.
So you're just going room temp now from now on.
Well, or cold out of the spigot, as they say.
Yeah.
If I'm just drinking water to get my 60 ounces, I don't do a lot of people say you need 130 ounces a day or half your body weight in water. I'm not doing that. I can't, you know, you ever drink that much water and then all day you're walking around and your stomach is like sloshing around. It's terrible. So I'll do like 50 to 60 ounces a day. And if I'm just chugging water to get it into my system, I want room temp. You get that head rush otherwise, you know?
You know, when I was in college, I'd make sure I get my water. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, it's important.
It feels like a hassle. Like, you're like, oh, I got to drink more water.
It is, but... And the other thing I don't get is the people that carry around, like, a gallon with them.
Oh,
it's like,
there's...
Are you going on the Oregon Trail? Like, you're just going from your house to the office or like, to the store. You carry that much water on you? I don't know.
I'd see that all the time when I was at Milwaukee.
And that's good. I mean,
I'd see it every day, actually. I'd see someone with a huge milk jug.
But I think that's good because when I was in college, you never saw that. But college kids today, when I would visit my son a couple years ago or my daughter now, they all have water on them. I think that's probably a good thing.
They're just preparing for the night, you know?
Yeah, or the apocalypse. Some of those containers.
They want to get hydrated before they start drinking beer.
Exactly. Hey, we have a really fun show tonight. From Young Sheldon, the very talented actor, Lance Barber, will be joining us at 6:35 over the stream. Lance has been on the show before. It'll be great to talk to him. He's always a blast to talk to. Did I tell you what my nickname, what Lance's nickname for me was when we made The Godfather?
Balls.
Balls. He calls me Balls. And Balls. I call him Balls back. It's just kind of a weird. And you know what? If you want to go ahead and try to censor that, that's fine. But balls are balls. We don't. It doesn't mean we're talking about those balls.
Golf
we
balls?
We could be golf balls, tennis volleyballs. Balls. We just call each other Balls. It's a fun, endearing name, I think, for two.
Dear Balls.
For two fellas. That's kind of what it is. It emails and texts. Yo, Balls. And then you'll sign it like Schnutz or something goofy. So Lance and our brand of silliness will be here at 6:35. We'll be good to talk to Lance. And then, Conrad, check this out. Green Bay It Girl, that's what I call her because she knows everything about Northeast Wisconsin. Heather Heil will be here in studio. And we have what? Go ahead and tell the people what we have in store for Heather.
Well, you know, she works at a museum.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why don't we go down a trip down memory road?
Love
and,
it.
Make a Northeastern Wisconsin history quiz.
This is tough, too. I mean, she should do fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple challenging ones.
Right.
But most of them are like, there's like two definite answers that are there.
Exactly. And people can play along with the quiz.
Yeah.
If you want to text in the answer, that's fine. We won't let Heather see it. But Coach K over there. Yeah.
We'll put I wish answer. I had a whistle so every time she gets one wrong, I should blow
it. You can make her do burpees or something. hey, let's get to, without further ado, let's get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
I can't stop eating iced cream lately, folks. And I said iced cream.
I was about to stop you there.
No, that is the actual term. It's iced cream. It's not ice cream. I can see why you think that, though. And it is easier to say. So tonight's question, what is your favorite brand? What do you like? Cold Stone, Baskin-Robbins, Cedar Crest, Store-Bought, Breyers. There's so many different brands. What is your favorite brand? Summer is here. It's our favorite summer treat, ice cream. And I want to know what yours is, folks. Let us know. You could text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or let us know on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, on Facebook, X Twitter, or YouTube, let us know. And while you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow while you tell us your favorite brand of ice cream.
And please text in, is it iced or ice?
You're welcome to weigh in on that, folks. Technically, it's iced because it's iced tea. It's corned beef. It's not corned beef. I'm just trying to, listen, I'm just being Mr. Green.
Iced cream doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Like ice cream.
Ice cream is easier.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'm a bear for detail. I would have to say, I think my favorite, just because I have great memories of going to Baskin-Robbins when I was younger, I might say Baskin-Robbins, but I love when I'm in Madison, I love the chocolate shop. That is great stuff. So I have a tie for first between those two. If I had to give the nod, I'd go chocolate shop. It's more mom and pop than Baskin-Robbins. But you've got Häagen-Dazs. Yesterday, I wolfed down some peanut butter chocolate Häagen-Dazs.
Mm.
Dynamite. All good stuff. You got Ben and Jerry's. You got all kinds of stuff. What are you going to say, Conrad?
I got a tie myself.
Yeah?
When I was growing up, in the Kewaskum area, you go to Eden in between Fond du Lac and Lamira.
We just talked about this last week, didn't we?
And that is Kelly's County Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some of the best ice cream I've ever had. Better than any of the store-bought ones, you know?
Yeah.
Because right behind them is the farm where they make it.
Right.
But I also have another one, which is... When I lived in Milwaukee, I hadn't tried it until then, is Kopp's Frozen Custard.
Oh, you like that custard, too.
Oh, that Kopp's Frozen Custard with their... They got a huge burger, and then you get a little scoop with it. Dynamite. Dynamite.
All right. Yeah, I like... I was never a fan of custard, but I had been eating, like, Culver's when we first moved back to Wisconsin. People like, you know, that's custard. It's not ice cream. I'm like, really? And then I realized, oh, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a more, like, I don't know. Was it more dense or what?
Different. It's a different, I can't even talk, but consistency.
Yeah. It's all good stuff, folks. Let us know what your favorite brand of ice cream is. It's 715. No. 855-752-4842. Let us know, and we will come right back and read your texts. And we've got some other fun stuff planned, too. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon is here at 635. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week, June 9th through 13th from noon till 1. These musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to WISS.FM and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Conrad is dressed like Coach McCarthy tonight. He is riding shotgun as usual. Coach K, that's a good...
Yeah, you can just call me Coach K.
Coach K, the other Coach K. The less annoying Coach K. I don't know what happened to that guy. I used to like him. But man, did he just turn... evil or something. I mean, it was probably 2015 in Duke, Wisconsin. I'm going back to. I don't know.
It's just because it's Duke. You know, that's
probably
that's why.
Probably. He's even from like the same neighborhood I grew up in Chicago or close by. Like, so I kind of was rooting for him, but then I'm like, God, I can't stand this guy.
And it's stand
arrogance
Duke.
Too. Yeah, and that's what it is. It's Duke. It's the arrogance.
Any coach of Duke, I'm just like, eh, you know.
Right. Hey, Michael J. Fox turns 64 today. The star of Family Ties and Back to the Future. He has been dealing with Parkinson's probably for, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
He has raised over $2 billion, just him, since he's had this disease. And, folks, that, to me, is amazing because, like, you feel like if you throw $2 bucks at anything, you can solve it. But this is still an issue. My grandfather had Parkinson's. I've got a cousin that has Parkinson's. It's like a serious thing. $2 billion, Michael J. Fox. Tip of my hat. That is unbelievable. But I am also amazed that they can't. It seems like they should be able to cure anything if they got $2 million. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Love Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, same. Wait. What's Luke? I don't understand Luke's text. Did you read
that? He's talking about the burger that I was referencing with cops. It's huge. Okay. He did. It's jumbo.
He's correcting.
It's massive.
You. Yeah.
He could fit both your hands on this thing.
Exactly. All right. We got a text overnight from our pal Bud in Janesville. 2 minutes to six in the morning. Looks like he slept in. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists. Oh, this was our question Friday night was, God, we're eating all the fatty foods.
Did you have any donuts over the weekend?
No. You know what I had? I love having Biscoff with my coffee. You ever have those?
Biscoff cookies are amazing.
Oh, God. They're so addictive. It's like you get one sleeve for like $5 and I eat at least half of them on a Saturday morning. That's all I have for breakfast. But it's probably like 500-600 calories.
Oh, yeah.
But very good with coffee. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists, but I would love to try a fried old-fashioned tip of the hat to Ollie from the North Woods, of course. Try a fried old-fashioned donut with jalapenos topped with a cream cheese frosting. Yum. Love the show. Bud from Janesville.
That sounds pretty good. It's like a jalapeno popper donut.
I guess. I don't know if you need the jalapenos, but yeah,
oh, yeah.
I guess.
Get a little bit of spice in there.
It's just an odd combo. But you know what? I trust in Bud. So well done, Bud. Appreciate it. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? We're going for kind of a brand here. I said I had a tie between Baskin-Robbins and the Chocolate Shop in Madison. Chocolate Shop edged it out. I like that it's not as big of a franchise. And I also like the ice cream. I think it's fantastic. And Conrad said, what's the Kewaskum place?
Eden, actually.
Eden. Okay.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County Creamery. That sounds delicious. That's a great title. Barb from Waukesha says, you could buy a separate ice maker. Huh, you know what? Barb's got all the answers. I could do that, Barb. That seems like kind of a hassle, though. I never considered that. But I appreciate the tip. Thank you. Barb's in the 262. I feel like I'd just buy a new fridge if I was going to go and buy an ice maker.
I mean, they're not that bad. My parents recently bought one.
Why? Is it the same freezer issue?
No, they put a bar in the house. Okay. And now they have an ice maker.
All right. So it's enhancing their drinking. All right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tom from New Berlin says, in my youth, the black cow from A&W.
Ooh.
I forgot about A&W. They have ice cream. Was the Car Hop era today chocolate mint chip. Conrad, my water has to be ice cold. We have to golf. Tom is going to stalk you until you hit the links with him. Ross from Crawford County says, I get Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. They're out of Columbus, Wisconsin. I think I get it from the Willie Street Co-op in Madison. Nice. Very well done, Ross. Thank you. Jameson in Pennsylvania says, homemade all the way. Buy yourself a $300 machine with a condenser in it. Not the garbage with ice and salt outside of it, and just have fun experimenting. Candied bourbon bacon is my personal specialty. Wow. That sounds really good. Add some jalapenos, though. He says, I have to say, I'm going with iced cream as well. Thank you, Jameson. It's simply more proper, not lazy grammar. Jameson from Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the 814, and he agrees with me. So take that, Coach K. Ross from Crawford County says... Oh, he said he's liking the Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. That's a good one, too. Robert from La Crosse says, Sweet Shop in La Crosse, butter pecan. That's a great, I never, I love those. Like, if I haven't heard of it, I just assume it's a great ice cream place.
Yeah.
It's not a huge franchise. Yeah. It's like your place in Eden, you know. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Chocolate Shop, Fat Elvis is one of my faves. Pete, I think you are a goofball. No one says the ice cream. Oh, yeah, Monica?
Correct.
Well, how do you like this? Jameson is on my side. So put that in your pipe and puff on it.
So we got one for ice cream and one for ice cream. So we're tied right now.
Look, you can say ice cream until you're blue in the face. And frankly, I say it too. But if you want to be grammatically correct, it's iced cream. And there ain't nothing you can do to change that. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's try to squeeze this in.
Yes, Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy from Appleton. We've got about 30 seconds. How good. How are you?
Well, my favorite is Vanilla by Ben and Jerry's.
Straight vanilla.
Because you can make vanilla into so many different flavors. So I like having options.
I like having your phone calls, Cindy. That is outstanding. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. And that's a good one. Ben and Jerry. They do fine work. All right. Hey, we're coming up next. Coming back with Lance Barber. Lance was in a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay and just finished a long run on Young Sheldon. Can't wait to talk to my pal. That's coming up after the news. It's Peach Wallet and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A man convicted of raping and killing a woman 3 decades ago after kidnapping her from a supermarket parking lot in Florida is scheduled to be executed Tuesday. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison. He was convicted in the April 1994 killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart, a mother of 2 young children in Lake City. D.C. leaders say they are coordinating closely with the Secret Service for the U.S. Army Grand Military Parade Saturday. It's a busy summer for the nation's capital. During a news conference Monday, Mayor Muriel Bowser said the city has Pride, the military parade, and the 4th of July all just weeks apart.
Our public safety agencies are going to be called on for lots of work, lots of hours, and we're asking for everybody to heed their advice. Everybody to follow their instructions.
This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day mini camp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its 3rd week of release. The number 2 spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The 8th installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its 3rd week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in 4th place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in 5th place and pulling in $6.5 million in its 4th week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, How can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide. A gorgeous sort of summer night here in Wisconsin. We sat on the porch for the first time the other night, and I needed a coat. It was like, and I was just sitting out there because it wasn't freezing. But it kind of sucks. The weather has been really sucky, I would say.
It was nice after that like rain passed yesterday.
Yeah.
After the rain stopped, it got pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess. All right. That was one of Conrad Krieger's 5-day forecasts. do we have Lance?
Yes, we do.
All right. Fantastic. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome back to Nightlight. You know him as possibly George Cooper on the hit show Young Sheldon. He's also been in another film with me called The Godfather of Green Bay. That's where we met. And he has many other acting credits. My pal, the talented Lance Barber.
Hi, Pete.
Dude, I am loving that mustache.
How about it? You know, I did this just for you.
You know, I don't know.
I had a full beard, but I said, you know what Schwabba would like? He'd like the old tickler. And so I put the old tickler back on.
There's one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and we're on radio, I can't say it, but it's called a blank sweeper.
I almost went there and stopped myself live radio.
Tickler was good. Only time I've ever had just a mustache without the beard was during COVID. My son and I grew matching mustache, so that was kind of fun,
kind of gross, I'm sure.
And kind of it was weird. I felt like Burt Reynolds, like I was in Smokey and the Bandit. But that is awesome, man. That's like a crouchy dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for the full crouch.
I like it.
We call it the full crouch.
The full crouch. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very well.
I heard that you were sitting on the porch.
I was.
Time has really gone by, hasn't it? Not only were you sitting on the porch, but you got a little chilly. What happened to us?
Listen, dude, I have a favorite kind of seltzer water. I don't know when that happened. It's just not right. But I see you could still party because I see you have a banjo on the wall. And I love that. Do you play the banjo?
Yeah, nothing says wild man like banjo music. Nothing says party animal.
I play the jug. We could, next time we're around each other, we could have some fun. How you been, man?
I'm good. I got all the, you know, my kid plays the music now. He's far surpassed me in all of his instruments. So they're just up as decorations now. He's the one that plays everything.
That's unbelievable. It's so funny. Like, you and I went a while without talking, not for weird reasons or anything, but like, I always think of your kids as being the age they were when we last spoke, and probably mine too. How old are
you? I think of your kids as being teeny because that's when I saw them last. Maybe I saw your son more recently, but yeah.
Are your kids like teenagers now, Lance?
Yeah, I got two teenagers in the house, and I can hardly tolerate it. It's he's almost 17, and she's just turned 14, my daughter. So
nice.
That's actually pretty good. I welcome the teen years. There's all the traditional things that come with it, which we're tasting some of, but it's kind of fun to have them be the age they are.
To watch those movies together, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah, so... All right, so as I mentioned, Lance was in a film I did called The Godfather of Green Bay. We shot primarily here in Northeast Wisconsin and a little bit in L.A. and Vegas, but that's where we met. I've known you a long time, Lance, and I was so excited when you got cast as young Sheldon. You were like the guy on our movie set that everybody said it's only a matter of time before Lance has a breakout. You know, it certainly wasn't in The Godfather of Green Bay, but no, but we knew you were going to have like everybody and it's not any one of us. It was just, it was kind of a consensus. So can you talk about what that run was like? The last time you were on the show, I think your character had not met its fate yet, and you couldn't really right. say much. The show had an amazing ending and a great run. What was that like?
That was cool. I mean, to speak to the ending, it was kind of awesome. I've said this before, but like we all knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
And so that was part of my, like, I was mostly prepared for that, where everybody else was kind of crushed, cast and audience alike. And even if they knew it was coming, because they decided to give the show a beginning, middle, and end. And I love that they did. The end came for that program, at least, was, you know, when George died and Sheldon went to college. And I thought that was mighty cool of them to do that. And also the fact that I was America's dad on TV that yeah. died,
yeah.
you know, that's pretty cool for a character actor's like legacy, right? Like, you know, we would, in our 20s, we're at the bar and we're talking about, remember that show? Remember this show? Remember that thing? And some kids are going to be in college talking about, remember when, you know, young Sheldon's dad died? Oh yeah, that crushed yeah. me, right?
Right.
I get to have that like as part of my acting legacy, and it's really neat for a character actor to have something like memorable in that way. So
I would imagine
I'm super grateful. It was a jackpot awesome job for so many reasons. It came at the right time in my life and my kids were the right age, and it was kids on the show, so I wasn't gone all the time. I had shot at Warner Brothers. I was 12 minutes from work, and I was home for dinner most nights. And of course the work itself, the show, had such success, and I'm still getting, you know, Netflix has it out now, and it still has a life in the way that it didn't used to before streaming. And so people are watching it for the first time, right? And they yeah. might watch it for the first time, do a run of the series years from now. And so and I get approached by people saying, I just started it and we loved it. You know, that's pretty cool. I'm really it's got legs.
Absolutely. And it's one of the, like, you're right. I think that's so incredible that I talk to people now that still say, like, they just discovered Seinfeld 10 years ago. Well, it's going to be the right. same with Young Sheldon. I mean, especially in a franchise like that. Like, now there's sure. a prequel, and it's just great. Right. And I would imagine you as an actor, you don't even need a reel anymore. You just plop down that scene where you got to pass away on national TV, and that's, like,
yes,
a right. pretty cool thing on your resume. I mean, great
yeah,
great
yeah.
as an actor, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it got to for a show that had was a comedy, was a network sitcom, primetime comedy.
Yeah,
it had a lot of those moments that were heavy enough and had the heart. So we get to play those. And I think that's what grounded it and made it popular. So
absolutely. All right. So what do you do now, Lance? You had this great run.
I'm retired, Pete.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm just here playing the banjo most days.
That's not a bad life.
I am. It was about a year ago in April, I think, that we ended the show. And then I've just been a family man since. You know, everybody's talking about the business in Los Angeles being slow, and I can second that. It really is. It's different right now. Things are less than they used to be for local work and auditions, et cetera. And that's fine. I mean, I'm in a financial position where I don't have to worry about what's coming next for a minute.
Right.
Right. And so I'm really enjoying, my kids are older. They're going to be out of the house soon. I'm really leaning into that, but I will get restless before too long and want to work, you know, for
yeah.
sure. I'm waiting for you to put me in a movie. So I'll be ready for that when that time comes, but you know, I feel like I'm in a position that I never had been before because of the show, because I can say no to things. I can feel comfortable waiting for the next thing, you know, personally and, you know, financially for my family. So
here's super lucky. Yeah. Here's
a
question on the stream from Mike for Lance. How does someone who does comedy with sock puppets at Rocktoberfest and doing a dine and dash with Joe Keegan end up being one of the most talented, beloved TV dads of all time? Also, are you up for a Godfather of Greenway sequel? Good God. Mike is always pitching a sequel. Like,
is that Desitel? Is that Mike? Is that?
Oh yeah, Mike Desitel. Sure, you know Mike.
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's, yeah, Mike's a great guy. He had my favorite line in The Godfather of Green Bay
when he was
taking a squat in the woods. Yeah, that was my favorite performance of the film.
He had at a premiere in Marinette. He did that line and the place erupted because everybody knows him. And it's a funny line. And as the laughter dies down, you could hear Mike's mom say, Michael, I'm so proud of you. It was just a glorious moment. Mike has always been good with the bowels anyway, on camera or off, I'm told. So,
I don't remember Mike's answer, but I like that guy. And how did I? I'm just brimming with talent, Mike. What can I say? It's one of those things you're born with. You can't teach it. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you that, Lance. What would be your next type of role? Like, let's say network TV came calling again, or a really cool streamer. Like, what would you want to play? You've already done the cool kind of badass dad who was very sweet and also protective and a great role. What would you want to do next if it was up to Lance or Balls?
If it was up to me, you know, I get asked that and I just don't know. It's a very general answer. Something so different.
Really?
You know, everybody wants to lean into. There were two auditions for football coaches that have come this year. Right. And different characters, different style. All of that. I don't want to play a football coach again, and at least not right now. And so, you know, those are things I'm passing on. Again, having the luxury of being somewhat choosy, I just want to do something that I haven't done before. You know, luckily I've done things before this that have a little attention. I was on a show called The Comeback, and I played a jerk, and kind of played the bad guy, and so I kind of have that already in my on the resume. And I played an obnoxious character on Always Sunny that I still get recognized for in public. So I have those things. I want to do something different than any of those. And I don't know what that is. You know, recently I auditioned for Little House on the Prairie. They're doing I think there's a reboot of it. Anyway, that is, it's a Western. It's a period piece. You know, I haven't done that. I mean, something like that interests me. And again, very generally, just something I haven't done character-wise or style-wise. You know?
Yeah. What about a cop that used to box in the service and he's referred to as a tough bastard, that kind of guy? You'd be good at that, Lance.
I'm working on it right now. Actually, the title of the script is called Tough Bastard, but T-U-F-F.
I love it. That's pretty cool. You also worked with Christopher Guest. What was that like?
Yeah, that's another feather in my cap. That was a dream come true for any of us that, you know, it was a Christopher Guest movie. I was on screen for, 30 seconds or something, but it didn't matter.
No way.
The audition was with him. That's my story about that. So I got to, it wasn't even an audition. It was just a meeting. So I just got to talk to the guy with a chewed gum in front of me. and then I worked one day on that movie and then had lunch with him and Eugene and the guys and got to go to the after party. That's the story, is like I was in their company.
Yeah.
And one of the later movies that they did, and it was a dream come true. Like, everybody envied that because it was a Christopher Guest movie. Of course. I mean, I'm so proud to have that on my resume. That's for sure.
Lance Barber is my guest. He was one of the stars of Young Sheldon, and he is enjoying his retirement, which I'm sure will not last all that long. We have about a minute before a short break, Lance, and then we'll just have a few minutes more. I know you're busy, and you're leaving town tomorrow, right? You're going to see, where are you going?
We're starting our summer travels. That's another thing I can do because I'm retired. we go home every summer. You know, I'm a Midwest kid like you, Great Lakes area. In fact, part of my summer travels is a family reunion up in near Green Bay. I'm going up to my cousin's place, who's hosting a big family reunion in Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where Cronenwetter is, but for crying out loud, it's up north there. And I'm looking forward to that. A bunch of people getting together that we haven't been together in a while. So any of you Cronenwetter folks listening, I'll be up there.
We'll go to the Google. We'll figure it out. We got to do a really short break, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to invite myself to Lance's family reunion, which will be awkward. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. It feels like a Tuesday, but it's still a Monday night. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? Go brand on this one, folks. I say the chocolate shop in Madison. Conrad said someplace in Eden.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County. Conrad is dressed like a coach tonight. And all things are good. Lance Barber is here from the show Young Sheldon and many other great credits he's been a part of over his illustrious career. And he's rocking a mustache tonight, looking good. Buddy, where am I gonna go? You said
what's my favorite ice cream?
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, sure.
It's none of your business, Pete.
I didn't mean to get too personal to a guy who calls me balls. Do you have a favorite?
I like a butter pecan. I like a buttery. Something.
That's old school. Like butter pecan, pistachio. I love it. Hey, I want to ask you, you said, you know, when we were texting like a week or so ago, you said the town is dead, referring to LA. All my friends, many of them who work nonstop, say the same thing. What do you mean by that? Like when you say the town is dead, I know there's not a ton of production there, but it kind of perplexes me that a working actor so busy is saying it's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's dead because the amount of, since the new year, since the strikes, really, the amount of auditions that are available to me are just so limited. I mean, it's so much less than it used to be pre-pandemic for sure. Pre-pandemic slash strikes, double strikes. And it is an issue of, you know, work being elsewhere and the industry being slower here. Like everybody that there's people that I worked with on the show that had a sweet job for 7 years and some retired off of it. Union guys, you know, in all different departments, camera and otherwise. And I'm hearing stories that they're driving Uber to make ends meet because there's just less production going on here, it seems. And you look at all the streaming services and there's, you know, 30,000 things coming out every month. But I don't know where they're shooting them or what the opportunities are. So.
Right. Interesting. How was your time at Second City, Lance? I know you had this great training for what you do now. And I think you're obviously very naturally gifted. But what did a place like Second City, or if you did Groundlings or something like that, do for your career? Did that help?
Yeah, immensely. You know, I'm glad that I did that. I was going to go to went to community college and got my associate's degree in the theater arts, I'll have you know. And then after that, I was going to maybe go to a four-year school like Western Michigan University near me in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I had a nice theater program and I had designs on that, but I started working. And then a friend of mine, I went to go visit Chicago, took me to see a Second City show. It was called Pinata Full of Bees. Adam McKay and Tina Fey and people like this in the cast. And I was blown away. And I'm like, I never had intentions, but this is what I'm doing. I thought I'd do theater. I didn't do any theater in Chicago. I just did Second City and Improv Olympics, sketch and improv. And that behooved my resume way more than like a BA from a university, I think, would in Los Angeles. I came out and sketch was and improv was still huge.
Yeah.
And so it got me in all kinds of doors. The community that I found in that place in Chicago, at Second City, the history of the place, just being in the hallowed halls, all that brought so much. And I got great teachers. And then the community, the peers that I met are some of my still favorite, funniest people that I've met and were an inspiration. So you go to those places for all those reasons. It certainly was, looking back, those were the things that stick out to me. It was the company I was in.
That's so great. What are you watching on TV, Lance? Anything you could recommend binge watch wise or shows you like to watch with your kids?
What makes you think I have time to watch anything?
Well, you said you were retired and the banjo was on the wall. So
my wife and I still fall asleep watching the news. We I don't know how many times we've started the bear.
Oh, I know.
You know, in like the last two or three years, whatever long it's been on. We're dying to watch it. And then life happens and we're asleep at 9 or whatever, and the kids have to run the kids somewhere. I honestly haven't watched. I watch stuff with more movies now, as we were talking about earlier. My kid's going to be 17.
Yeah.
We just opened up a world of things we couldn't watch them when they were little because we shouldn't.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing the game of, hey, check this out. We watch Tarantino together. We watch things he's interested in, curious about, old comedies. Horror, he's into horror. So that's what I'm leaning into is the fun of that. You know,
that's so great. I love it when it's interesting you said that, because when I would try to get my kids to watch something, they've never wanted to watch it. But like, if I have it on, like sometimes I would be like manipulative and I'd have it on and I put it to a great scene I knew that was, they were going to gravitate towards. And the next thing you know, they're sitting there watching and they have no idea I tricked them. So sounds like you're...
Yeah. I have to wait for my son now to like hear it from peers.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you know about this movie? I'm like, oh yeah, I know about that movie. I invited you to watch it, but you weren't interested. but if you watch it, let me know. I'd love to join you. So I'll join him.
Well, listen, dude, this has been fun. I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on in the way of family stuff. I hope you have a great summer with the family. Keep the tickler.
Thank you.
And we'll look for Tough Bastard with Lance Barber, the new cop show.
Yeah, don't
coming
miss it.
Up.
I'll let you know. We'll plug it on the show when we get it out there.
I hope so. Thanks so much, buddy. Good talking
Good to
you.
Pete.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
All right, that's Lance Barber. Boy, if you haven't seen Young Sheldon, folks, you've got a whole 7 years, Conrad. You watched the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check
loved
it out.
It too.
Yeah, great stuff. And also, I forgot that Lance was on Always Sunny. That's probably, I thought last time he was here, he said that was like the next most recognizable role he had. Even though he was great in The Comeback too, incredibly talented guy. All right, when we come back, we're gonna read some text. We're going to have, there's more. I got a real brouhaha going here over the iced cream thing and the ice cream thing.
It's ice cream, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do all that. And Heather Heil will be here soon. I don't know exactly when. And we're not strict about when. She can just roll in. She has an open door invitation. So we'll have Heather here. We're going to give her a quiz. We're going to talk about what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. All kinds of fun stuff. That's coming up after intermission. Act 2 starts soon, folks. Stick around for the news. This is Pete Schwamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More troops headed for Los Angeles on orders of President Trump amid protests over immigration policies, including hundreds of active duty Marines plus thousands of National Guard troops ordered by the president. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
I have 394 National Guard men and women down at the border. I imagine they may even be pulled for this theatrical display.
The president.
He should only be happy I sent in the military, because if I didn't send them in, you would have had a problem there, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time.
Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Russia following up on Sunday's and Monday's huge drone attacks with another one overnight. Ukraine says over 300 were launched. Israel deported activist Greta Thunberg, says the country's foreign ministry, a day after the Gaza-bound ship she was on was seized by the Israeli military. This is ABC News.